This file makes you want to look like a skinhead. That means keeping your hair to a quarter inch or less at all times, even though you'll find your hair is growing out faster and faster, and the appropriate clothing, plus your body in good shape, and tattoos all over it except for on the hands and face. That's the kind of thing that you're going to want after listening to it. So, pretty much all you need to do right now is just listen to me for a little while. There's not much else that you really need to do, is just simply listen. Perhaps concentrate a little, but that's about all there is to it. You don't have to worry about it. I'm not trying to do anything other than put you in trance, but I'm hoping to do so, whether or not you're aware of it. It's simply a matter of taking you someplace that your mind has been, perhaps only a few times, perhaps many, many times before, perhaps never. It doesn't really matter. Trance is just simply a state of deep relaxation, a state where your mind tends to drift off and listen to only one voice that's telling you something or making you do something. It's nothing particularly complex or hard. It's a very easy state to be in. It's just a very relaxed state. In fact, you probably already find my voice fairly relaxing to listen to. And it's very easy to just let yourself go, to just let yourself relax. That's pretty much all there is to being in trance. That's pretty much all there really is. What you'll notice as you start to slip under is that you'll have a decreased desire to move. It'll feel as if your body just simply doesn't want to move as much, that all you really want to do is listen to what I'm saying and do what I'm telling you to do. That's all there really is to what I'm trying to do here. And even if your conscious mind is resisting or not wanting to do this, your subconscious is still there, still listening, and it wants this to happen, and it's going to let it happen. Even if your conscious mind tries to stray from what's going on, you'll still find yourself listening, and you'll still find yourself every so often doing things that I have told you to do, and every time one of these things happens, you'll find yourself slipping a little bit. And even if you try to resist it or not do it, you'll still find these things happening anyway. It's almost unconscious. It's your subconscious working on you. You may have already noticed that your body has begun to relax by just listening to me, that it's a little harder for your arms or legs to move, that it's a little harder for you to concentrate on anything but listening to my voice. Just simply listening to my voice. That's all you're doing. Although, every so often you find yourself doing what I suggest, and as you do so, you find yourself relaxing more and more completely and thoroughly. Every time I say something, it seems to go straight into your subconscious. Doesn't seem to be any way to get around it. It's just simply what your mind is doing. Part of you is listening to me, and part of you is trying to slip into a nice, deep, trance-like state. It's a very relaxed state. It's a very comfortable state. It's a very enjoyable state. And what you find is that every so often, despite your intentions, despite what you may want to do, parts of you relax a little bit more. You may notice it. You may notice simply a lack of desire to move, a lack of desire to do anything but just continue listening. That's all you're going to do, is just continue listening. And you may not have even thought about it much, but by continuing to listen, you're already accepting that your mind wants to slip into a nice, deep trance. It's just simply an easy thing to do. As you keep listening to me, it becomes harder and harder to do anything else. Harder and harder to do anything but listen. You can't seem to stop yourself. And that's a start. Because if you can't seem to stop yourself, then part of you must already be in trance. And as you continue listening, you'll find yourself going deeper and deeper. You'll find that parts of you are becoming more and more relaxed, harder and harder to move. It doesn't really seem to matter much what you're doing. All you're doing is listening to my voice. And as you listen to my voice, it becomes harder and harder to do anything else. It becomes harder and harder to stop listening, to change what you're doing. You've chosen to listen, and by listening, you are going to slowly sink deeply into a nice, comfortable trance. You've chosen to listen, and that is a sign that there is already a trance building within your mind, taking you slowly deeper, taking you down deeper and deeper. You don't even know how it started. All you were doing was listening to me, but now you can't seem to stop listening to me. And because you can't seem to stop listening to me, everything else other than my voice is seeming to slip away. Just slip away and disappear. Disappearing from your mind, the rest of the world, the rest of your body is starting to disappear. Your focus is only on my voice, and you are focusing on it more and more with each and every word. You cannot seem to help yourself. You keep coming back to my voice, and as you come back to my voice, thoughts of your body, thoughts of things around you slowly disappear, disappearing more and more with every word. You are finding that the surroundings, that everything around you is becoming less and less important as my voice carries you into a nice, safe, deep trance that you didn't even know you were entering. You can hear my voice, and it is so easy to just keep listening, to just allow yourself to slip deeper and deeper with each and every word. It doesn't seem to be something you can stop. If you could, you'd just simply stop listening, but you don't want to. You want to hear what I have to say, and you want deep down to be into a nice, deep trance. You can feel your body slowly slipping away as you listen to my words. You listen to my words and begin finding yourself sliding deeper and deeper, concentrating totally and only on what I am saying, shutting out the rest of the world, shutting it out completely until there is absolutely nothing else but my voice. Nothing else but my voice, which needs to be listened to, which needs to be obeyed, as your body drifts further and further from you until you reach a point where you cannot hear anything but my voice, until you find that you are totally focused on it, totally fixed upon my voice, ignoring everything else in the world but my voice. And when you've reached that place, you will find yourself beginning to drift deeper and deeper, deeper and deeper into my words and my voice. It's almost as if you cannot escape them. They keep pulling you down further and further, deeper and deeper, until you are in a nice, deep, comfortable trance. I'm going to count downwards now. Downwards from 5 to 1, and when I reach 1, your mind will be in a very deeply relaxed state from which it will not return to consciousness quickly or easily. 5. Feel my voice carrying you down now, shutting off more and more of the world with every word, so that you are only listening to it, only concentrating on it, only focusing on my words and my voice. 4. Sinking away, the conscious world going away more and more with every word. concentrating only on my voice as the world slips away into oblivion till there is only my voice that you are hearing, only my words that you are hearing. 3. So very, very deep and comfortable, listening only to my words, obeying them as you slip away further and further, my words becoming more and more important to you as I speak them. You listen and obey as you go deeper and deeper, shutting off the conscious world and focusing only on what I have to say. 2. So very, very deep and relaxed now, just listening and obeying. It seems to be a natural state for your mind to listen to my words and obey each and every last one of them, obeying them totally, utterly. 1. So very, very deep, listening only to my words and obeying them totally and completely, without thought. You just simply, automatically obey. You do it without thinking. It is the most natural thing in the world for you to do. You are simply so very, very deep and totally, utterly focused upon my voice. So deep and so very, very obedient. Totally focused on my voice. Just nice and deep and relaxed. Now, from now on, you need to begin shaving your head. That's right. You need to keep it shaved, because you are going to be a skinhead, and that means that you do not ever, ever let your hair grow more than a quarter of an inch, keeping it neither a military or a mohawk, but mostly you keep it shaved, completely and utterly shaved, bare. That's right, that's how you need to keep your head. Now, to make you pay more attention to it, and work at it even harder, your body is going to grow more hair more quickly. That's right. It's going to start growing more hair on your head. It's just simply going to happen. You're going to find that the hair comes in much more quickly. It could be caused by additional testosterone. It could just be caused by increased growth, the hair follicles growing faster at an excited rate, the hair coming in thicker and longer. But it won't matter, because you will have to keep your hair in a skinhead cut. You will have to keep it either completely shaved bare or down to a quarter inch or less, and this means you will have to take care of it regularly. It will become very important to you that you keep your hair properly short, properly cut all of the time. Also, because you are becoming a skinhead, you will want more tattoos, even visible ones. Not on your hands or face, but anywhere else is completely acceptable. That's right, anywhere else. You can get a collection of appropriate skinhead tattoos. I'm sure you know exactly what they are, how they reflect who you are and what you are. And you need to keep yourself physically fit. You need to be physically fit and proud to be a skinhead, and that means you need to go out and exercise. You need to keep your body in good shape so that you can be a good, physically fit skinhead. And whenever you shave your head or feel your head being shaved, you will find yourself getting an erection, a strong, hard erection. As soon as the clippers come on, or as soon as the razor begins touching your skin, it will just simply connect to you, make you aroused, make you feel very sexual, very powerful, very strong. In fact, becoming a skinhead and keeping yourself as a skinhead seems to increase your sexual prowess, your sexual arousal, and even your own personal self-confidence. Because you are proud of what you are becoming. You are proud of being a skinhead and therefore shaving your head should cause you excitement, should arouse you. It should make images of all the sexual things that you desire flash through your head and make your cock get rock hard. You want to be a skinhead. You need to be a skinhead. You want to look this way. And because you are a skinhead, you will dress as one. You will act as one. You will be one. You will wear white underwear and work wear like boots and overalls and blue work singlets and camouflage gear. Skinheads wear singlets and short sleeve t-shirts wherever possible so that they can show off their tattoos. That's right. You want to show off your tattoos. You want everyone to know exactly what you are. And as you do so, you'll get more confidence in yourself because they will be able to see who you are. They will see the way you've shaved your head, and they will see your tattoos, and they will know what you are, and you'll be proud of it. You'll be proud of who you are and what you are. You are a skinhead. Be proud of it. Be proud of the tattoos you have and the tattoos you get. That's right, each and every last one. Wherever you choose to get one, make certain it's a good tattoo for a skinhead. And of course, keep your hair clipped. Keep it shaved. Keep it in the right length, the right style, military or mohawk if you're letting it grow out to that quarter of an inch. But it will always be kept short, and you'll find that it grows in faster because you're getting just a little bit more testosterone, a little bit more. The hair follicle growth will bring it in faster and thicker than it ever has before. That's right. You are going to have long, thick hair, except for the fact that you keep it shaved. In fact, if it gets longer than a quarter of an inch, you will feel that you are failing. It will just simply feel wrong. Your hair may even itch and feel uncomfortable the moment it starts getting even the slightest bit too long. You must keep it clipped. You must keep it shaved. You must keep it the right length for a skinhead. That's right. That's what you have to do. You have to keep it perfectly tended. You want your tattoos, and you want more of them. More visible tattoos so that everyone can see that you're a skinhead when you're wearing your camo gear, when you're wearing your short-sleeve t-shirts and singlets. You want people to see your tattoos and know what you are. You want them to know it. You want them to see it. You want to broadcast to the world that I am a skinhead. You need these things. You will keep yourself shaved. You will keep yourself physically fit because you want to be a good skinhead. And there's no such thing as a good fat skinhead. No, you want to be a young, strong, physically fit skinhead. Your body well maintained and muscled. Your head properly shaved. Wearing the right clothes. Wearing the boots and overalls. Wearing the white underwear. Wearing all the clothes that are appropriate to being a skinhead, because that is who you are, and you are proud of it. You want the world to know that that is who and what you are, and you will display it with a sign of pride and a sign of self-confidence. You will walk down the street confidently in your boots and your short-sleeved t-shirt, your tattoos there for everyone to see, and they will see by your self-confidence that you are a skinhead and you are proud of it. They will see your self-confidence and they will know you for what you are, and you will know you for what you are. Your tattoos will speak out to the world and yourself, I am a skinhead. Your shaved head will speak out to the world and yourself, I am a skinhead. And you will be proud of this. You will be proud of exactly what you are. You will be proud to be a skinhead. Proud to wear the signs and show yourself as one. Proud of what you are. And because you are so proud, you will also be more self-confident. You will be in charge. You will be in control because you know who and what you are. And that makes you more confident because you know what you are. You are willing to broadcast it to the world. You are willing to talk to people, to tell them who you are and what you are. You keep your body in shape and at the gym. You make certain everybody can see what you are. And as you do so, you get more and more self-confident. More and more, you know what you are. You are a skinhead. And as you shave your head, or clip it down to a quarter of an inch, or even have it clipped, you will get a powerful, lasting erection, because you will feel a strong sexual connection to being a skinhead, and shaving your hair is the sign of what you are, and it will just simply arouse you to know what you are, to show what you are, to be who and what you are. You are a skinhead, and you are proud of it. You are a skinhead, and you want to show it to the world. You want them to see it in your walk, in your hair, in your tattoos, in the way you move down the street. Everything about you says skinhead. Every single thing. You dress like one, you look like one, you act like one, because you are one. And you will keep yourself shaved, fit, appropriately dressed, because that is who and what you are. And it will not change now or ever. You are a skinhead each and every day of your life, and you broadcast that to the world. You let them know it each and every day in the way you walk, in the way you talk, in the way you look, in the way you behave. They will be able to tell just by looking at you walking down the street. That man is a skinhead and proud of it, and it will give you confidence in all the things that you do, because you will know in your heart who you are, and you will know that you are proud of it, and that will give you confidence and strength. It will give you power. And now it is time to wake back up. You will awaken on the count of five, refreshed and awake. 1, waking up. 2, more and more awake. 3, closer and closer. 4, almost there. 5, refreshed and awake. I hope you enjoyed.